Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida has reached a new record with 173 reported coronavirus deaths over the last day. The state now has more than 389,000 positive cases. The Florida Health Department reported today there were more than 10,200 new coronavirus cases. Florida's seven-day average is now 121 deaths a day. The seven-day average number of positive coronavirus tests in Florida is now more than 18%. The U.S. passed 4 million coronavirus cases. It's by far the worst outbreak in the world. The Tampa Bay Times reports a new poll released by Quinnipiac University puts Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' favorability rating at a new low. Only 41% of voters approve of his job performance and 52% disapprove. 70% of Florida voters believe the spread of coronavirus is out of control, and that's the same percentage that supports masks in public mandates. That's an order that DeSantis has resisted. DeSantis was one of several prominent Republicans called out on the floor of the House today by Congressmember Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She gave an impassioned speech, outraged over another Florida Republican lawmaker's sexist verbal assault. She criticized Congressmember Ted Yoho, who had angrily confronted Ocasio-Cortez on the House steps this week, and called her names, which AOC repeated on the floor of the House. She also railed against sexism in politics.
This is not new, and that is the problem. Mr. Yoho was not alone. He was walking shoulder to shoulder with Representative Roger Williams. And that's when we start to see that this issue is not about one incident. It is cultural. It is a culture of lack of impunity, of accepting of violence and violent language against women, and an entire structure of power that supports that. Because not only have I been spoken to disrespectfully, particularly by members of the Republican Party and elected officials in the Republican Party, not just here, but the President of the United States last year told me to go home to another country with the implication that I don't even belong in America. The governor of Florida, Governor DeSantis, before I even was sworn in, called me a whatever that is. Dehumanizing language is not new. And what we are seeing is that incidents like these are happening in a pattern. This is a pattern of an attitude towards women and dehumanization of others.
That's part of a speech on the House floor today by Congressmember Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The pandemic's resurgence caused the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits to rise last week for the first time in nearly 4 months. It's evidence of the deepening economic pain the outbreak is causing. Weekly claims for people who are newly unemployed rose to 1.4 million last week. It comes when a $600 weekly federal unemployment supplement is set to expire at the end of this week. 16.2 million Americans are receiving unemployment benefits. A Justice Department watchdog will review the conduct of federal agents who responded to unrest in Portland and Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, several Chicago activist groups want a judge to block federal agents sent to the city by President Trump from interfering in or policing protests. In a lawsuit filed today, the groups say the surge will inhibit residents' ability to hold demonstrations. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz signed a police accountability bill into law today. It includes a ban on neck restraints like the one that was used on George Floyd as he died in Minneapolis. Tropical Depression 8 became better organized today over the Gulf of Mexico. Meteorologist Dr. Athena Masson says it's likely to become the season's next named storm before it reaches Texas this weekend.
The system will likely come ashore between Corpus Christi and Galveston early Saturday, and if it reaches tropical storm status, it would be given the name Hannah, already the eighth named storm of the year. The primary effects from the storm would be heavy rain and possible flooding along the Texas Gulf Coast.
Masson is also watching Tropical Storm Gonzalo east of the Lesser Antilles. Hurricane hunters have found that Gonzalo weakened some this afternoon, and that trend is expected to continue as it nears the Caribbean this weekend. Here's the Tampa Bay area weather. Tonight, partly cloudy with more stray showers or thunderstorms possible. Overnight low temperatures will be in the mid-70s. Tomorrow it'll be breezy with some scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.